The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. This coming Saturday, I will have been an Alaskan for 5 years. And I don't know how that happened, but one of my favorite things about being an Alaskan is watching how my hobbies have grown and changed. My garage is filled with different pieces, parts of all of the little Alaskan things that I've gotten myself into. My bike hangs on one wall just above my kayak, and then my fishing waders have a spot over by my hiking boots and my ice skates and my cleats, kind of all stacked out for whatever adventure I'm going on. I've got a pile of wood ready for the fire pit or camping trips, and I have the most Alaskan thing in my garage at this point. What is that? Okay, apparently, no, if you have a car in your garage, you're not a true Alaskan because you have so much crap in your garage, right? The freezer, right? Yeah, like that's when I felt like I am truly an Alaskan. I've got the garage freezer. I have made it, right? Now, with all of this different stuff, I often worry that I'm becoming too consumed by having stuff, by having gear and having my possessions. I mean, it feels kind of silly to have 4 different raincoats. That feels excessive to me. I have my daily raincoat that I wear out and about, my like sort of daily raincoat that's a little bit heavier, but, and then I have this raincoat that's almost like a thick vinyl that I'm like, I wouldn't really want to wear that to hop in and out of the car running errands, but it's not the most durable. And then I've got the Mama Jamba raincoat of all times, the yellow slicker that looks like I could be a boat captain, right? And don't get me started on footwear or various winter coats or clothing that you need to layer for cold days, cold and windy days, cold and windy and rainy days, and the days where you just shouldn't be outside. Sometimes when I look around at all of my stuff, I feel like I've become someone obsessed with the next thing, and it makes me feel wasteful or prideful in having all of these belongings. I'm someone who grew up in a Christian household, going to church every week, and so I've heard Jesus' words to the crowd gathered around him pretty regularly. I'd hear the stories of him saying, you know, to love people and to heal people and calling the children to him. But anytime this one comes up where he says, "Hate your family and give up all your stuff," always feels a little scary. Like Jesus goes from being this approachable, kind of sweet guy who is teaching us how to love one another to holding me up at gunpoint saying, "Give me everything you care about." That's what it feels like when I hear this particular reading. And these words are preached about and taught and always made me feel like I needed to go home and clean my room. Kind of like when you watch a season of the Hoarders television show and you're just like, I gotta clean everything out right now because I don't want to end up on that television show. Now, some of us may be due for a Hoarders-esque clean out of our garages or our homes. And some of us may be more fixated on stuff than we care to admit. But Jesus speaking to the crowds about giving up their stuff, their possessions, and turning against their family is another parable. And remember that Jesus uses parables to teach people his point, right? What he's trying to get across to them. He shares that before going into battle, what king, what army commander wouldn't sit down and evaluate the risk, the financial risk, the time risk, and certainly the risk of those soldiers going to war? Similarly, what contractor going to build a tower doesn't figure out what it costs to build? Adding up the cost of materials, of labor, calculating for inflation, and then having a true estimate of what's at stake. Jesus says these things to people not to scare them at gunpoint or threaten people, but to tell them that following the cross, following Jesus, is not going to be easy. And it should be taken with the same effort that a king going into battle or a contractor building a tower or an Alaskan preparing for winter. Because as I rattled off the gear in my garage, many of you have a similar stash, right? Whether it's your garage or your crawl space or the closets, you have places that you store your stuff. I've seen some of your garages. I know. The raincoats is just the beginning, right? And you're like, four raincoats, you need more, right? Because you're not covering all of the rainy seasons. We have this gear because it's what it takes to live in this land, to survive in this land, and to thrive in this land. We have to have a plan. We have to have the gear. We have to have real boots and real gloves and real possessions with a plan. It matters. It was my second winter before I invested in good waterproof winter boots. And that first winter was miserable because I didn't realize the difference of having the right gear. And once I got real waterproof winter boots, man, I could do a lot more. But that first winter, I was like, it's time to go inside. Being an Alaskan is not for the faint of heart. And it requires planning, preparation, and thoughtfulness to thrive, to build, and to grow. And so does following the cross. Jesus is telling the crowds, hey folks, this is not going to be easy. This is going to be hard work. It's going to be messy. And you don't fully understand what we're going to face once we get to Jerusalem. Because remember, Jesus is telling folks this as they're literally on the road going towards Jerusalem where he'll be crucified. He's saying, you're not quite going to understand what you're going to see and what I'm going to do. This is a risky thing to follow me. People want me dead. Jesus is saying, you know, if you want to follow me, you're going to need the gear to hang out and build a tower on the north slope. If you're going to follow me, you're going to need the rain gear to manage a fishing boat in the Bering Sea. If you want to follow me, you're going to need enough backpacker's meals to cover the whole Pacific Crest Trail. If you want to follow me to the cross, you're going to need to give up on comfort and switch to survival gear. Jesus' words about hating your parents or giving up your stuff, when taken at face value, may feel like a great thing if you don't get along with your family, or may feel really hard. But I think the parable here, what his teaching is that to follow Jesus to the cross, to be a disciple, to be a Christian, is to have the gear to handle the hard stuff, because this road isn't easy. So what kind of gear do you need to follow Jesus? What kind of coat do you need to be a disciple? What kind of shoes do you need to walk to the road of the cross? Jesus doesn't explicitly give you a packing list in this particular scripture passage, but I'm going to remind us of what Jesus' ultimate commandment is. He says that above all, if you can remember one thing for me, dear people, this is what I ask of you. This is my commandment to love, right? And to love one another as Jesus loves you. Y'all get a gold star. I'm glad you got that one, right? Love. Love one another as I have loved you, Jesus says. This is the merino wool that we need to put on. These are the waterproof boots that we need to lace up tight. This is the Gore-Tex jacket that we need to slide our arms into. The gear to follow Jesus to the cross is love. To love one another as Christ has loved. This is what it takes to go to the cross. And to be able to follow and love like Jesus is an investment. It's not easy. It takes time to invest in the good gear that will last and protect you from the elements. And so it also takes time and surrounding yourself with people who also want to love the world like Jesus, even when it's incredibly difficult. It takes being open to learning that maybe you need something more than what you thought you needed. Like investing in good winter boots meant for Alaskan winters. It takes studying to read stories and to learn more about creation and others who inhabit this place and what we have to offer. Following the cross is no easy task, but it's not as simple as checking a box saying Christian on a piece of paper. To be a Christ follower, someone who chooses to invest in the gear to walk the road to Jerusalem, to follow this divine teacher who loves each and every person, means that we too must fill our spiritual garages with more than just stuff that takes up space. It's investing in good gear, investing in people and practices and behaviors that reflect back who we are following and why that matters. And it's hard. It's hard work. I would love to stand here and tell you that I spend an hour of quiet, prayerful meditation every morning. And I would love to tell you that I read an entire book of the Bible every morning. And that I take a nice, hearty walk to start my day. And I don't eat any processed food. And I only listen to really thoughtful news. And I don't watch any trashy television. But that's not true. But I'm trying. I'm trying to invest in good gear, to take just a few minutes of quiet time in the morning, to listen to something that energizes me before slipping down the hole of trashy media, to surround myself with people who teach me like Gore-Tex, who love me like good wool, who help me like boots, and who journey with me through all seasons of life. Love one another as I have loved you. This is the way to the cross. This is the gear we need. Thanks be to God. Amen.